producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Ending the week on a nice Friday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have a couple of guests for you. These guys both are, one is a general manager of an indoor range, and the other is a trainer with a pedigree that is unbelievable. And we're going to talk about this range accident that occurred the other day, primarily because everybody seems to be, all the anti-gunners seem to be making hay of it. Here's a little idea. This is Chris Matthews on MSNBC. I know one of his guests was Shannon Watts. She was just sitting there nodding vacuously, and some guy that I couldn't tell you who he was. But let's hear from the esteemed Mr. Matthews and what he takes away from this very unfortunate accident as soon as it comes up and actually plays. This is what happens when you run an older computer. Here it goes.
And hard at the gun range, a 9-year-old girl firing an Uzi, that's an automatic rifle, accidentally killed her instructor after she lost control of the weapon. Wait till you see the pictures. Why was this little girl allowed to use such a powerful weapon? And where's the NRA right now? Can't you hear they're not saying anything? I wonder why. They must be embarrassed in their awful silence. You know, I don't believe everybody's guilty who has a different opinion than I do. I don't believe people are sinful or illegal, but I do think that people who are members of the NRA do have a unique ability, because they're members and gun owners, to call up the head of the NRA or write a letter or tweet or whatever the hell you got a way to communicate and send a message. A little restriction for common sense would not be the enemy of the gun owner. It would be the friend of the gun owner. A little bit of restraint for common sense. This is the slippery slope, what we're watching. This is where you get when you go all the way with gun rights. All the way is what it looks like. Take a look at that girl. That's the slippery slope to hell.
Okay. Somehow or other, this unfortunate incident is the fault of the NRA. Now, I'm no big fan of the NRA on certain things, although I will concede to you that they run a very good gun safety program for children called the Eddie Eagle Program. They also certify range instructors. Now, one thing they don't certify range instructors to do is to train people with automatic weapons, with full select fire capable automatic weapons. So getting out there and turning this into a gun rights issue, this smacks of lack of preparation. Or this smacks of the fact that every time something unfortunate happens with the word gun involved, this is where they go. Now, what should the NRA or Gun Owners of America or Second Amendment Foundation or National Association for Gun Rights or any of these others say in regards to this incident? Exactly what should they say? And what common sense restraint, read that to mean universal background checks, how would that have impacted two parents making a decision to use a firearm they didn't own, and a range instructor with a range gun? How would that have impacted this incident? Well, the short answer is it wouldn't have impacted it at all. But going after The NRA is low-hanging fruit for these guys. Okay, if you're a member of the NRA, just because I don't like them, that doesn't mean that. And, hey, I've been a member of the NRA. And there's I don't like them because of details. They've been around a long time. And because they're attacked so much by the mainstream media, I sort of enjoy them being in place simply because, well, you know, they must scare them. They must scare the mainstream media. But there is nothing that could have been done by any laws to keep that from happening. Now, the parents, of course, you know, this is a 9-year-old little girl. To fire a weapon, semi-automatic, the size of an Uzi, there's not, you know, you've got a pistol grip on the thing, you've got a little bit of a hand grip going forward underneath the barrel. There's a little bit of real estate on it. You've got to have a decent-sized hand, okay, to have a good purchase on that pistol grip, because that's the axis on which it pivoted and aimed at the instructor's head. The instructor, I think, was trying to do... First of all, if I'm the instructor and somebody sticks a 9-year-old little girl in front of me and says, we want to let her fire a 9mm Uzi, my first word, you know, the only word coming out of my face is going to be, no. No, thank you. I'll go see if there's some other range safety officer that wants to stand here and watch this folly, but, you know, could I get her a nice single-shot 22 rifle to shoot? Could I? Would that be okay? Nobody's gun. Nobody's first gun they pick up is an automatic weapon. And this, like I said, this is an unfortunate incident. It is an accident. I'm sure the parents feel awful. I'm sure the little girl is traumatized. I'm sure the range people are discussing this. I've seen discussions where they're saying, well, if she'd been on a crew, served on a tripod, that would have never have happened. I believe in educating children to firearms. Okay? And there's graduating steps to that. If they cannot physically handle the weapon, then we need to go back a step or two or three. Because that's unsafe. Adults are unsafe with guns all the time, but normally that's when they sweep around after they've shot downrange going, they're sweeping everybody with a muzzle going, oh, that was awesome! Have a little sphincter tightening moment there. But we're going to discuss in the second hour at length the range officer. I have the range manager that's coming on, Jim Brazel. He's already been everybody's asking about this. Like, this happens all the time. This doesn't happen all the time. But that's coming up in the second hour. We're going to hear from Jim Brazel and Bob Harvey. Bob has trained with Rex Applegate. He's trained in the past with Jeff Cooper. I mean, he's trained with some historic people of the gun. And what I like about Jim is his everyday carry gun is a 1911. He's a crusty old Marine. He uses what works. He's mastered the platform. He sees no need to go to... he does carry a couple of other things. And one of the things that we're going to be able to talk about with Bob is Bob has been on embassy protection duty where they carried the Uzi, which, when it came out, was a great weapon. Not so much today. Still, you know, it's a novelty thing. I've owned one. I got rid of it. Going to be live on Monday for those of you who want to take the time to navigate over here to GCN Live and click on the channel 5. Just because, you know, when you're the new guy on the block and they're talking about doing a best of, out of what? We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today. Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In New York City, where shootings are going up, they're up right now by about 12%. And they're laying it all at the feet of stopping stop and frisk, which it did work to a certain degree as it took crime down, but it was a little too broad for my taste. Just because you're a Hispanic individual or a black individual walking the streets of New York If a cop's going to come up to you and say, I don't like your look, put your hands on the wall, then search you, and then say, thank you, and move you on your way. I think that might be going a little too far. I don't know where the happy medium is. But crime is on the rise there. They're starting to have weekends like Chicago. They've decided to call in New York City for a public database of gun offenders modeled on the National Sex Offender Registry. The proposal would create a website listing the names and addresses and conviction of gun criminals in New York City. Now, notice. See, your general criminal that is going to use a gun is going to commit a lot of crimes with the gun. Armed robberies, muggings, all kinds of things. And the gun is the means to placate the victim, to intimidate the victim into getting what he wants really quick, and he's out of there. That is an aberration of someone in possession of a gun. What they're proposing, you know, in New York City, I'm sure there's probably a million people carrying guns. Most of them, good people carrying guns. And maybe they're carrying them for different reasons. Maybe they're carrying them because they've been mugged or they've been sexually assaulted or something like that. Assaults and sexual assault in Central Park is on the rise. It had been down for the longest time. Also, they lay the credit at it being down to stop and frisk. I don't know how you stopping and frisking somebody intent on doing a sexual assault, which is probably going to be a physical thing for the most part, impacts that, but that's, you know, that's what they're saying. The supporters of this stupid effort argue that it will increase public safety by educating the general public as to the whereabouts of dangerous criminals. Now, these people that are, except for about 34,000 of them, or 36,000, I can't remember the number, these people don't have permits for guns. The 36,000 that may have them because they got a lot of money, or they're politically connected, or they're celebrities, or something. But it has nothing to do with the average Joe on the street. The average Joe on the street in New York City does not have a right to carry a gun. That's the cost, one of the costs of living in New York City. Most of these people, if they pass this stupid provision, this is the brainchild of New York City Councilman Costanitas. He says it will make our communities more aware of who is in our neighborhood and what actions they have taken. Part of public safety is knowing who is on the field. The real criminals won't ever make it on that. They'll be charged with something else, and they'll be taken off the streets. What they're referring to, what they want to do, is they want to catch a bunch of people violating the Sullivan Act, where the mere possession of a gun puts you in jail for a year or two. And these will be the gun offenders. These will be the people that simply, these will be the new Shanine Allens, although they live in New York City. It takes, if the process to get a gun, and what's the guy's name? John Stossel has tried this, the news commentator on Fox News. And you would think he would get one, because he's John Stossel, right? The process costs about $500, and then you're probably going to get turned down anyway. There is a cottage industry in New York City called the expediters, where these are people that you go to if you want to get a permit, and you put it in their hands, and they know how to move it through the channels, and I don't know if there's anything legal you can do to help yourself get one, but and you got to pay them to do that, too. So, what this law, if it were to become, they're going to categorize the same, and you could, Vermont, which has constitutional carry, the people of good people of Vermont get to do exactly what the people of New York City are trying to do. But in Vermont, it's like, well, it's our constitutional right. In New York City, you don't have our permission. And they're going to take these people who are only wanting to defend themselves, who've probably been a victim of some sort of crime in the past, and they're going to stigmatize them by putting them in the same categories as a sex offender. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I have a psychologist I could call and I could ask her about this, but I'm not a psychologist. But for some reason, with the sex offenders, I always see this meme out there that we've got to lock them up, throw away the key because they can't really be changed. I don't know. The gun offender, on the other hand, who's just walking around carrying a gun in self-defense, he makes the gun offender registry. Most people are going to know this guy. He's a taxi cab driver. He works at a bakery, or he delivers papers, or he delivers fast food or something. This is a guy that everybody knows, and all of a sudden they're going to turn him into a dangerous guy. This law has nothing to do with public safety or targeting crime. If he was truly interested in public safety, Castaneda's, this database would include all violent criminals, not just the ones who use guns. But by choosing to target only the gun criminals, he's implying that someone who has committed a minor gun offense is more dangerous than someone who stabbed someone to death or beaten his wife. And this hypocrisy is lost on them. Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. said, if you committed an act of gun violence, if you shot somebody and you don't want to be put in the public spotlight, if this is going to embarrass you too much, then you know what? Just stay away from guns. Don't do the crime. The people shooting people actively in New York City are gang members. You think they care? You think thugs, I'm on a gun registry. That just gets him cred. He must have shot somebody with a gun. We want him. This is not to promote public safety. This is a way to get votes amongst the low-info voters in the boroughs of New York. And I'm telling you, if you were to take anybody that listens to this in New York, if you're anti-gun, come hang out with me in South Carolina for a day, for a week. Find out how dangerous I really am. I'm really not dangerous. I'm dangerous if you try to hurt me. I'm dangerous if you try to hurt my family. Otherwise, I'm not dangerous. The highlight of my month this past month was they built a Starbucks where I live. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We will be live Monday, if you didn't hear that earlier. Ever since the Citizens United decision came down out of the Supreme Court, the Democrats and liberals have decried primarily the Koch brothers, because the Koch brothers are, you know, billionaires, and they can give money to whatever cause they want. And they're always up in arms about that. Now, unlike Chris Matthews, who was wanting to know how come the NRA didn't have anything to say about this range incident, I'm wondering where the liberals are right now concerning I-594, I-591 in Washington State. Because the other day, Bill Gates and his wife Melinda stepped up and gave $1 million to the I-594 campaign. $1 million. Now, I know he's the richest man on the planet, and that's splendid, and he can do whatever he wants to with his money. But, you know, this is coming from the same side that decries the use of money from the Koch brothers and other people that may give money to conservative causes. This initiative, if passed by voters on November 4th, and right now it's enjoying overwhelming support. It is going to be the same thing that happened in Colorado, where now private sales are supposedly regulated and have to, private sales of firearms have to go through a federal firearms licensee. How they track that is beyond me, because they don't have a gun registry in place. See, that makes it unenforceable. Gun registries are problems. So they're, you know, they didn't have the gun registry, so they only did half the loaf, and it's an unenforceable law, and it's a stupid law, because it's based upon a 40% figure. That's how many guns get sold without a background check. You gotta, you know, gun show loophole, internet loophole. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Gates is only the latest Washington State billionaire to give to the effort, with original Amazon investor Nick Hanauer. He provided some crucial early funding and has upped his overall donation to $1.4 million. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, $500,000. But, you know, who's heard of this Hanauer cat, okay? When you're thinking about Amazon, I think you're thinking about Jeff Bezos. Gates brings a degree of fame to the Initiative 594. And over the years, the Gates Foundation, they in 2000, they made it a priority to combat malaria. And it brought down deaths due to malaria. They brought it down by 20% in 11 years, saving the lives of 1 million African children in the process. Very noble thing to do. But gun ownership is a civil right, if you respect the Constitution. Universal background checks, if they have them in Washington State, are not going to affect crime one lick. It is a red herring to combat a problem that is decreasing. Gun-related violence is going down, even in Chicago. It's on the uptick in New York City, going down in Chicago. But that's because Chicago now has concealed carry holders in the state. In the city, after that. More guns, less crime. Because a criminal can no longer count on their victims being disarmed. But Bill Gates, like Bloomberg and Tom Steyer and George Soros, is a special interest kingpin. And he's the right kind of 1%er special interest owner. So even the Daily Beast praises him for it. Bloomberg is only worth $33 billion. Gates is worth more than twice that. And who knows, you know, maybe with that kind of dough, maybe even measures that only enjoy 56% support, like bans on assault weapons and or high-capacity magazines, could pass via direct voting by uncorrupted American citizens. Or perhaps state legislators and members of Congress who bend easily to the will of these lords of war could be swapped out for those who live in a closer neighborhood to the best interests of the American populace. That's what they're saying. And that's full of emotional nonsense. The Lords of War have nothing to do with the Second Amendment. The left's Lords of Cash, on the other hand, keep attacking the Second Amendment rights of everybody in the United States. Now, likely, because they are the 800-pound gorilla, the NRA is going to try to target Gates as they are targeting Bloomberg and try to make this fight about him as well. Here's another billionaire trying to influence the political process. But Gates is the right kind of special interest for the left. Welcome to waste, you know, it's okay with me for him to waste his money. Bloomberg has wasted his money. He might even succeed in Washington State. And then we'll see, like we've seen in Colorado, we'll see the failure of the universal background check to have any impact at all on gun crime. And once again, we already have... See, here's the problem with gun control. They need to just come out and be honest with it. We don't want you guys to have guns. That's what you need to be saying, gun grabbers. We don't want you guys to have guns because you keep using the same tired agenda. You keep trying to impose it. We have empirical evidence it does nothing, and yet you want to keep on going with the same thing. Insanity is doing the same thing, expecting to see a different outcome. It will have no impact on violent crime in Washington State. It should also be pointed out, of course, just like Bloomberg. Now, if you look at any of these anti-gun people, I mean, Dianne Feinstein, she's carried a gun. Charles Schumer has a gun permit in New York City. They tend not to live by their own anti-gun rhetoric. They see the utility of a gun. They understand it. They'll carry guns in addition to having their arm details. I would not be surprised to find out His Honor carries a gun. Bill Gates, if he does, he probably has security around his home. I would expect him to probably have something in the closet or in the drawer or on the nightstand as well. And even though we all know this, who's calling him out on that? I'm not going to call him out on it. I'll call him out on the hypocrisy of it. Having a large amount of money in a bank account, especially in dollars today, in dollars, which, you know, the very best thing that could happen to the dollar today would be for it to be backed by a commodity like oil, and then let's go get it all, that $187 trillion that worth that we have in our territories. But we're not doing that right now because the best golfing hasn't got a clue about anything else, and I've seen him play golf, and he really doesn't have a clue there either. He doesn't want to do that. Right now, he's getting ready to unilaterally impose climate change, his climate change agenda on us without any ratification from the Senate whatsoever. So, here's what I'll say about this. All this stuff that's coming down is unwindable, but you got to get active. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friday, and this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. AB-1014. This is a bill that is being considered in California. And what this basically does is if you're identified by a family member or a health worker as being potentially violent, then they can sweep in without you having committed a crime, just on the possibility, the potential for violence, they can sweep in, take every gun you own. You haven't done anything yet, okay? Now, they're saying, and this is what they're saying about this, this measure was introduced after police near Santa Barbara said they were unable to confiscate weapons from a man who later went on a rampage and killed six people, despite concern from his family that he was in poor mental health and might become violent. That's a bunch of junk. They already have Section 5150 in California. That's actually a law. It's not just a Van Halen album title. And in that, if you are, if police hook up with you and they get an idea that you might be a problem, you can be picked up for that. The police in Santa Barbara, they were alerted to the fact, the sheriff's department to be exact, they were alerted to the fact that this kid was making videos threatening to go out and have his little day of retribution, because he pretty much outlined everything he was going to do. On their way over there, they didn't take the time to look at the video. Eight or nine sheriff's deputies went over there. They didn't take time to look at the video. They didn't take the time to pull up the California Gun Registry and see if he owned guns, which he owned three. I mean, if they'd done that, because he was so nice and polite, because that's why they let him go. He was nice and polite. If they had done just simply that, they could have said, well, Elliot, how about let us take your guns and everything, and let's see. We need to do a little further investigation into this. We've looked at your YouTube videos. It troubles us that you think you're going to go out and kill a bunch of blondes and their beefcake boyfriends, and you have guns. That troubles us, so remain polite and tell us where the guns are. You stay here. We're going to go get them. They could have done that. They could have done it. AB 1014 is pre-crime. This is Minority Report come true. This bill has passed the Senate 23-8, passed the Assembly once, but now goes back for a vote on amendments before heading to Democratic Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown. Brown has sort of steered a centrist course on gun control legislation. If he signs the bill, this would be the first U.S. state to enact such a law, although there is one very close to it in Connecticut already. Richard Martinez, the
still enjoying his 15 minutes of fame because his son got killed by this madman, says, nothing can bring back the life of my son, but there are common sense solutions that can help ensure other loved ones aren't killed by preventable gun violence. Does it matter, Mr. Martinez, Kevin DeLeon of the Senate, Governor Moonbeam, does it matter to you guys at all that if I were a person leaning toward doing something violent and you take away my guns, you haven't taken away my violence? Does that mean anything to you? Do you feel like you will have the moral high ground if all of a sudden the baseball bat bashing in the head deaths start to stack up? Will they work, Chuck? Is this where we're going with this? I mean, ask the people of England how this is working out for them. They don't have guns. They don't have a lot of gun crime. They do have guns there, to be sure. There's plenty of guns there. And, of course, organized crime members and regular thugs have them. But they don't have as much as we do. That's the thing they always point out. However, violent crime in the United States is about 412, 416, I think, in between there, per 100,000. And violent crime is characterized as armed robbery, aggravated assault, sexual assault, or homicide. In England, they're having 2,034 per 100,000. It's five times as much violent crime in England as there is here. So does this mean that the criminals of England are more moral because they bash in somebody's head with a brick? Or they stick them with a knife repeatedly over and over again? Or dismember them. That's not gun crime.
Right.
Yeah. Richard Martinez goes on, this bill will save lives and spare other families from suffering the anguish we experience every day. No, it won't. No, it won't. There'll be family members still grieving over their strangled daughter or their stabbed son. Because crime still remains. Violence still remains. This is going to create something called a gun violence restraining order in the court system. Under it, immediate family members and law enforcement agencies could petition a judge to order guns temporarily removed from certain individuals. This restraining order would last 21 days, and they could extend it for up to a year after a notice and a hearing. See, here's the problem with this. You get your day in court when this is put on you, but your guns have been gone for 2 weeks when you do that. You've already had the penalty given to you, imposed upon you, prior to your speedy trial. And it's in, you know, it becomes a matter of burden of proof for you to prove to them, no, I'm not violent. I know I yell at the TV and throw things at it when I'm watching the NFL, but don't you, you know, all that other stuff. I mean, and this is going to be abused beyond belief. It's going to be abused beyond the belief. The only people in California, if this goes through, that will be, should be able to remain safe in their gun ownership will probably be paraplegics. Or mutes. Any, you know, people take things nowadays. I mean, you've, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. It's happened to me. It's happened to me. And, you know, it was stupid. But it was stupid of me to take it that far. You ever been someplace where the customer service is really bad and you get out there and you say, I want to talk to somebody about that. And then somebody sort of gets in your face and says, well, I'm as far as you can go. And you say, well, no, I'm pretty sure there's somebody beyond you. And you're standing there and you're not budging. And then all of a sudden you turn around and there's police officers there to escort you out. All because you were just standing up for what you thought morally happened. That, in California, could be taken as an indication of violence. In California, somebody can look at you for any reason And if they're willing to sign the affidavit and maybe run the risk of perjury, or maybe they're just so hypersensitive to not, you know, to anybody that is not one of the sheeple that just sits around and goes, dancing with the stars. Anybody that actually stands up for themselves, this is a violent person. What's that? He owns guns? Oh. Show me the affidavit. California has wide support from law enforcement agencies and is based upon an existing law that temporarily blocks people to Section 5150. But hey, if it can save one life, if it can save one life, sure. That's what they're saying. There's already measures there. California is the most heavily gun-regulated state in the United States today. If you're not on the government-approved list, you can't sell your guns there. That means people can't buy your guns there. And they've got so many little things about a gun. Owning it, if I wanted to own an AR-15, don't ever come to me with a California-compliant AR-15. I'll break it across a tree. Those things are so crippled. And that's what they're selling, crippled guns. This will also probably pass. I-594 will probably pass. This will probably pass. Nothing will change. And the fight will go on. I'm good to go with that. Coming up next, Jim Brazel from Sharpshooters. We're going to talk to him when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.